Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, The Status Quo, Chapter 23, Devahuti's Lamentation, Part 1, Verses 1 through 11. Devahuti pleases Kardama Muni. Maitreya continued. After the departure of her parents, the chaste woman, Devahuti, who could understand the desires of her husband, served Kardama Muni constantly with great love, just as Bhavani serves her great husband, Lord Shiva. O Vidura, Devahuti served her husband with intimacy and great respect, with control of the senses, with love, and with sweet words. Working sanely and diligently, she pleased her very powerful husband, giving up all lust, pride, envy, greed, sinful activities, and vanity. That special daughter of Manu, who was fully devoted to her husband, looked upon Kardama as greater even than Providence. Thus, Devahuti expected great blessings from Kardama. Having served him for a long time, Devahuti grew weak and emaciated due to her religious observances. Seeing her condition, Kardama, the foremost of celestial sages, was overcome with compassion and spoke to Devahuti in a voice choked with great love. O respectful daughter of Swayambhuva Manu, today I am very much pleased with you for your great devotion and most excellent loving service. Since the body is so dear to embodied beings, I am astonished that you have neglected your own body to use it on my behalf. I have achieved the blessings of the Lord in discharging my own religious life of austerity, meditation, and Krishna consciousness. Although you have not experienced these achievements, which are free from fear and lamentation, I shall offer them all to you, because you are engaged in my service. Now, just look at them. I am giving you the transcendental vision to see just how nice they are. For what is the use of enjoyments other than the Lord's grace? All material achievements are subject to be annihilated simply by a movement of the eyebrows of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By the principles of devotion to me, your husband, you have achieved and can now enjoy transcendental gifts very rarely obtained by persons proud of aristocracy and material possessions. Maitreya then said, upon hearing the speaking of her husband, who excelled in knowledge of all kinds of transcendental science, innocent Devahuti was very satisfied, her smiling face shining with a slightly bashful glance. Devahuti spoke in a choked voice because of great humility and love. O my dear husband, O best of brahmanas, I know that you have achieved perfection and are the master of all the infallible mystic powers because you are under the protection of Yogamaya, the transcendental nature. But you once made a promise that our bodily union should now fulfill, since children are a great quality for a chaste woman who has a glorious husband. My dear Lord, I am struck by excited emotion for you. Therefore, kindly make whatever arrangements must be made according to the scriptures, so that my skinny body, emaciated through unsatisfied passion, may be rendered fit for you. And also, my Lord, please think of a suitable house just for this purpose. Recorded June 13, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.